Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah. Inside the 9 o'clock hour as we proceed. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to 101.9 FM, The Fan in New York. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, taking your calls and talking sports. Getting ready to watch the World Baseball Classic in here. And there's still a ton to touch on, to hit on. And I have a full rack of calls, so I thank you for that. 877-337-6666. Let's get back into it. All right, so we hit on Daniel Jones. We hit on Aaron Judge and his comments about Anthony Volpe. And in my open, I talked a little jokingly about the Jets situation and Aaron Rodgers and... This has to happen right now. I've thought about the reality with this happening and the joy that it'll bring to fans and hosts here at WFAN. And then I thought about the reality of this going south and not happening and the amount of time we spent on this Aaron Rodgers watch. I knew this week it would get real. I told you last week, next week is the week. We did all this speculating, but next week is the week where we'll know. We'll find out some things. I wasn't expecting to find out when Trey Wingo posted at 12:10, 10 minutes after my five-hour show Monday night, that the Jets had been speaking with Aaron Rodgers. I wasn't expecting that to come out that night. And then we find out about them flying out. Joe Douglas, Woody Johnson, Rob Saleh, Nathaniel Hackett. We find out about them physically going to see Aaron Rodgers in Malibu or wherever his crib is. But I feel like those guys can't really convey the feelings that the Jets fans have, right? What's Rob Saleh going to say to Aaron Rodgers? All gas, no brakes. You know, positive vibes only, Aaron. We're going to go full speed. We're going to be a team that supports Zach Wilson no matter what. Like, what is he going to say to Aaron Rodgers to get Aaron Rodgers to lock in and say, yes, I want to be the quarterback of the Jets this year, potentially next year. I want to show up and lead these young men, buy in to the offseason program. I'm ready to take on the Big Apple. I'm ready to take on the challenge of the New York media and the pressure and everything that comes with it. It's the fans that he needs to hear from. And he doesn't tweet that much. The last time he tweeted to, you know, get at somebody that was criticizing his darkness retreat. You know, he told this person, hey, you know, think about this in a different way. Proceed with love and, you know, don't look at this in the way. Let me read it, actually. Let me pull up Aaron Rodgers' Twitter so I don't, you know, verbatim incorrectly say what he said. But, yeah, either way, Aaron Rodgers isn't someone that you can reach. He talks about his inner circle and how even the media doesn't know what he knows and what's going on with him. You have Sauce Gardner and all these other players literally campaigning for him on Twitter. Hey, come here. On February 7th, Aaron Rodgers tweeted out, "Be curious, not judgmental. We are all on our own path, and doing things like this helps me find a greater sense of peace and love for life. Love and respect to you," with a heart emoji and a pound sign. That's who Jets fans are losing sleep over every night. Is he or is he not going to be our quarterback? Well, he needs to talk to some Jets fans. I put together my list. I said it in my open. First off, we need JetBlue. We need Zach Wilson to call his uncle up, get that flight set up. we need a Jet Green flight to go seal the deal. If they're already back, if Woody and those guys are already back, like the report I read said they landed today, all right, this weekend we need to seal the deal. We can't let this go on too long. The new league year starts Wednesday. Aaron Rodgers needs to be a Jet by next week. So who are we sending out there to recruit Aaron Rodgers? I said we start with our very own Joe B, Joe Beningo. Oh, the pain. Joe Beningo's got to share the years of pain and suffering that he's felt as a Jets fan. Evan Roberts, who's been steadfast on Aaron Rodgers, this is the guy. He's the only option. He's the priority. No Derek Carr, no Jimmy G, no Lamar Jack. Like, Evan Roberts can go. I said no, Craig, because I was listening to Craig, and Craig doesn't seem like he's on board. Craig doesn't seem like he's on board as a suffering Jets fan. Gary V, who's told his story about the homemade Jet sweater he had. He's dreamed of buying the Jets. Gary V would be a good guy to send. Adam Sandler. We all remember Big Daddy and that quote, that meme, and that gif gets used all the time. Larry David, you remember the episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm? Send Larry David out there. And maybe even J-Lo. I think I remember hearing J-Lo was a Jet fan. And Johnny Ice Cream and his parents. Johnny was getting ice cream a lot in the beginning of the season. And then the Jets lost 6 in a row. And I don't know what Johnny's parents told him about the lack of ice cream. But Aaron Rodgers could set it up where Johnny Ice Cream is eating good this next season. Jets fans, call me up. 877-337-6666. Who would you put on that flight? Fireman Ed? I left Fireman Ed out. Send Fireman Ed as well. Fireman Ed's got to sit down and talk to Aaron Rodgers and say, we need you. My guy Dominic is in East Rochester, New York. Welcome back, Dom.
My man, Keith McPherson. You know, something didn't get past me earlier in the show and you said, I don't know him from a can of paint.
I don't even really know what that term means, but I've heard that for years. Like, I don't know any cans of paint.
Oh, man. I said, where did McPherson get that one? Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, I had my call all planned out, and then you got to have a guest that talks about real baseball players. Mm-hmm. So, you know, here I am. And, you know, Keith, as much as a baseball fan as you are, and you are, I feel bad for guys like you that you didn't see that those guys. You didn't see Thurman Munson play.
Yeah.
You
didn't see Yankeeography. I was watching them on the Yes Network and YouTube. And
Know, it's not the same it was fabulous. Now, you know, you're talking about Volpe. I mean, you'll have your own guys.
Jeter. So
this guy that your guest you had, I got to do a couple of stories.
Okay.
One's good, one's a little sad. You know, 1976, we drive down to Yankee Stadium from Rochester for opening day. I believe it's the day they reopened the stadium after they remodeled it. I think I got my years right. Okay? And they had just traded Doc Medich for Doc Ellis. You probably don't remember that. Okay?
I know Doc Ellis. Everybody knows Doc Ellis.
They traded Docs. They traded Doc Medich for Doc Ellis with Pittsburgh. They did not trade for Willie Randolph. Willie Randolph was a throw-in. So it's the only time we ever sat in fair territory in right field, and I keep score every time I go to the game. I've been to hundreds of games. I always keep score. So, and my buddy, he laughs at me for keeping score, but then he always wants to know what's going on. He wants to see my scorebook, right? And a couple innings in, he said, by the way, who the hell is playing second base for us? I said, I don't know. Watch your game. He says, yeah, but who the hell is that? So I go to the program, and who is it? Willie Randolph. I told my buddy, I said, it's some kid that got thrown in the Medich for Ellis deal. I don't know who the hell he is. You know, he probably won't be any good. Oh, let me tell you. What a ball player.
Yeah.
What's the word I'm looking for? Unappreciated, you know. He wasn't well, they did make him captain. I mean, I'll give him that. I don't know if the fans knew how good it was. The other quick story is I played adult baseball, and I had a deal with a buddy that we would never you know, don't tell me the Yankees lost if they didn't. Don't tell me they won if they didn't. I get to the game, and he said, why aren't you crying? I said, I don't know, why would I be crying? Now, remember, there's no sports talk, radio, or anything back then. He said, what do you mean? He said, Thurman died this afternoon. I said, what? He said, Thurman died this afternoon. Boy, I'll tell you something, Keith. Boy, that hurt.
Yeah.
You know, I've only had a handful of favorite players in my 69 years as a Yankee fan. And they were, you know, Gehrig and Mantle, of course. And the next one for me was Thurman Munson. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You know, I'll tell you something. This guy was tough. He was tough. And, you know, he died the death of a rag doll. That was terrible. So my other two, by the way, are Bobby Ray Mercer and Mo Rivera. Only had five. So anyway, Keith, I'll tell you something. Willie Randolph was a ball player. Your guest there, he knew his stuff. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Willie's great.
You know, and all I could think about is that, you know, guys like you, hopefully you're going to get your own guys. Hopefully there's going to be, you know, guys, more guys. Like, I mean, you did get to see the core four.
Yeah,
which
that's what got me into the Yankees, obviously, them winning every year, it felt like, or at least being in it every year. I was a Bernie guy first and then a Jeter guy. I'm a Judge guy now, of course. You know, I like some other guys on this team. Harrison Bader's caught my eye in the, you know, last year, end of the year into this year. I'm rooting for Oswaldo Cabrera. I think that kid's a star. Anthony Volpe, me being a Jersey guy and, you know, having the opportunity to meet his mother, his father, and connect with them. You know, I'm rooting for him all the way. And when he's up here and his era starts, he's the next guy. And I'm excited for the young fans that will be able to watch his whole career.
You know, Keith, it should have been the core five. I don't know why they did not include Bernie in that. You know, they had to be the core five. But, you know, Keith, what I'm hoping for you, and, you know, I don't have a lot of years left, I hope that your team, the Yankees, and Mike, get to keep these guys. See, that's the problem these days, is keeping the guys.
Yeah.
You know, you got to maneuver appropriately to keep enough of the guys, you know, and that they don't scatter all over the place.
We had the scare with Judge, and they ended up retaining him. Obviously, it cost them $150 million. I don't think they'll make that mistake again with Volpe coming up, with Cabrera or Peraza or even Jason Dominguez. So, fingers crossed.
I think that they got to consider doing more deals like they did with Seve. Now, I know he got hurt. You know, I understand that, and that's what can happen. But I think if you can, you know, sign these guys when they're a little younger, you know, for you know, 6, 7, 8 years at a time, I think that might be the way to go.
Yeah. My hope is that they follow the trend of the rest of the league and extend these guys to avoid arbitration as soon as they see a flash of like, okay, these guys can get it done. I felt like they should have did that with Judge. Judge came up. He was a little bit older. He showed the world who he was his rookie year, and the Yankees felt like, we need to see a little more and a little more. Let's see if he can stay healthy. Let's see if he can hit 50 home runs again. And by the time he hit 50 home runs again, yesterday's price is not today's price. The price went up.
Keith, one last thing. I think a step in that direction would be something you talked about last week. Let the kids play.
Yeah, it's time.
Let the kids play.
Didn't trade them. Play them.
See what they've got.
You hug the prospects. Prospects are suspect. Let's see what they got. Thanks for the call, Dom. Appreciate you, man. We're almost back, Yankee fans. Dom was the one calling in last season saying, it's not working. When the Yankees were going through that stretch where it felt like nothing was working. It felt like the analytics and the different lineups, and obviously there were some injuries and some things. It wasn't working, and it wasn't going our way. I always got a laugh out of Dom coming in with his catchphrase, it's not working. Hopefully it works this year. And I got to throw DJ LeMahieu into the list of like my guys on this current team. The players I like on this team, Judge, Rizzo, Bader, DJ, Oswaldo Cabrera, pitching-wise, Seve, of course, Nestor Cortez. I can't forget my boy Nestor. I can't wait to see what Carlos Rodon looks like. And I can't wait to see what Volpe looks like. I think the Volpe era starts at some point this season. Jason Dominguez, maybe next season. The Martian's going to be a good player, too. Raymond is out in East Rutherford, New Jersey. No, just Rutherford, New Jersey. What's up, Ray? You're on the Fan.
Hey, good evening. How do I follow Dom? Nice call, as always, right? Listen, I've had the pleasure to meet Mr. Ray Negron a couple of times, and I'm going to say that, and I've known his story since I was a teenager, and I'm 40 years old and big-time Yankee aficionado like yourself. Ray one day will be in Monument Park, no doubt.
Yeah, right? he's like that. That's why I said he's well-respected in the Yankees universe.
No doubt about
he's connected to Yankees past, present, and...
Yeah, man, I'm pumped. I'm pumped up for Yankee baseball. I just kind of wanted to chat with you. I don't really have a question. Yeah, you know, I'm big on, I mean, what we have in the Martian coming up, I mean, baseball for us in Pinchot, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm digging the pitch clock. I mean, baseball for me, I love the game, and the game was too slow for me, but this pitch clock thing's got me pumped up. No time to waste. Let's get to it, make pitches, and if you could process thoughts quicker than the next guy, this is going to benefit you, man, and I'm pumped up to watch a ball game.
Me too. I'm pumped up to get back into the ballpark and watch the game with the pitch clock now. Get to your seats, get there early, and don't miss any pitches. It's going to happen quick.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I also want to throw it out there, and then I'll go because my battery's going to die here waiting so long for your calls. You must have a lot of lines over there. Anyhow, Aaron Rodgers is going to wear number 12 in green, and he needs New York just like New York needs him. And okay. He will wear number 12. I've heard you say it.
Namath blessed it. Namath called in the Tiki and Tierney and gave it his blessing. I wasn't expecting to hear him call
I'm
a fan
down,
or
know,
say that.
Sales. KM, I'm sorry to speak over you, brother, but again, I got 1%. I love your show, man. I've been listening to you for a long time, but he's going to wear 12, and I'm going to call back again, KM. I'm going to get going. I'm sorry, brother.
You're good. Thanks for the call,
night, man.
Ray. Let's go to Ross in Bergen County. Keep this thing rolling. Thanks for holding, Ross. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how's it going, bro?
Pretty good. I'm watching this World Baseball Classic. I saw Trout get hit. They're putting bat to ball now. The San Francisco Giants, they're set up right here. Runners at second and third. Bottom
yeah,
of the first.
I was going to say, I seen them playing the Giants. I seen the Mets almost got no hit by Nicaragua or whatever, however the hell you call it. I mean, I didn't know they were playing these countries, you know, with the teams. The other day I saw the Houston put out a tweet. You know, for the first time in his career, Jose Altuve is playing against the Astros, and I realized, you know, they play the MLB teams. I didn't know how that was really how that panned out. But so this whole WBC, this format, is it kind of based off the soccer one and all the other, you know, World Cups throughout the sport? They start off with groups, and then it winds up into a tournament?
I wouldn't say it's based off of the World Cup, but yes, there are groups, and you advance. And I did have, let me see if I can pull it up. There's pools, as they call them. I did have the Pool A and Pool B schedule. So yesterday we saw Cuba and Netherlands. That kicked it off at 11 p.m. Today, Panama versus Chinese Taipei, Panama versus the Netherlands. And then there's these games obviously don't count towards the World Baseball Classic, the United States versus the San Francisco Giants. These are just kind of warm-up games, but they're cool to see.
Yeah, I see some of these rosters. I mean, you see the DR. I mean, they look like world beaters, pitching, hitting. I mean, you know, they got all the talent throughout the league. They're also, you know, on the younger side. You look at these, the American team, at least the lineup looks stacked. But, you know, half of them, you got guys like Trey. You got some veterans. You got some younger guys mixed in there. But, I mean, you know, I've seen our pitching staff. I mean, it's kind of weak. You look at, I think it was Adam Wainwright's our ace, right?
Miles Michaelis is on the mound right now. He's already given up one run, Wainwright is supposed to be the main guy, the ace.
Yeah, I heard a couple callers back bring up that you see all the talent in the world, but, I mean, that's kind of on the hitting side. You look at all the American pitchers, you know, Cole, DeGrom, Kershaw, even Scherzer, Verlander. I mean, I don't blame him for not pitching.
Nestor Cortez.
Our pitching staff's kind
Nestor
of brutal.
Wanted to.
Well, he was going to be in it, right, but he had to drop out.
Yeah, he tweaked his hamstring, but I really feel the Yankees put pressure on him to not compete.
Yeah, and in terms of the Yankees and the local teams, I mean, listen, bro, you're seeing, Scherzer's look kind of rocky. You pit and pinpoint a couple, you know, Rodon kind of looked shaky in his first start. I mean, you can't really make much of it with the spring training.
Yeah, doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything. Yeah, these guys are trying to get right.
Take it with a grain of salt. Yeah, but you look at me. You look at some of these. You brought up Dominguez. You look at Ronnie Mauricio. It looks like he's really not going to have a spot on the big league roster. Who knows? Maybe, you know, they turn him into a third baseman. God forbid Beatty doesn't pan out or something. Who knows? You know, it's versatile now. Maybe you throw him at DH. You never know. But, I mean, you got Lindor, obviously, signed up for the next decade as short. But he's been lighting it up. And just all around, man, I'm finally starting to get psyched about this baseball. You know, with the Knicks going on their run, obviously, every other night I call you. It's about, you know, the puck. So, finally starting to get into the, you know, the baseball season in a way. And listen, bro, you know, expectations are as high as they've ever been for the Mets. You know, they're staying the course with the Yankees. You look at, you know, in terms of the Mets, 101 wins is going to be hard to beat, man. But you look at this pitching staff, for better or worse, it's, you know, without a doubt, it's different. It's a complete toss-up. It's going to be interesting to see down the road. Like I said, Scherzer's been, you know, pretty shaky so far. But once again, it's just been spring training. You know, Verlander, on the other hand, looks, you know, like his normal Detroit/Houston self. So, who knows, bro? It's going to be interesting down the stretch.
Yep, we're almost there. Thanks for the call, Ross. I mean, World Baseball Classic kicking in right now, I think, gives you a little bit more energy and excitement around spring training. Andy Pettit on the screen. I just saw, I mean, Mark DeRosa is the manager of Team USA. Shout out to D-Row. And I guess Andy Pettit is one of the assistant coaches. I was looking at the Netherlands yesterday. They had Mike Harkey, Henley Mullins. They had somebody else. Oh, Andrew Jones, coaching the Netherlands team. So I think what this is doing right now, it's giving us a little more juice for baseball. There's a good crowd out there tonight. I can't get too gassed up over spring training games. Like, I watched the Yankee game today, and after Cole was done, I'm just kind of, you know, I kind of faded off that. But, you know, good to see Gerrit Cole have two good outings. I've told you, I think Gerrit Cole is going to have a better year. I don't think he's going to give up 33 bombs, so if he doesn't do that, I think he's going to have another good year. I don't know if he's going to strike out 257 batters again, but I think he's going to keep the ball in the park, and I'm excited about that. We're almost to the point where we can actually lock in and talk about games that count. There's only so much you can get from spring training, but at least we have the World Baseball Classic now to pass the time, America's pastime. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up, 877-337-6666. We're already halfway through a five-hour KM to AM. Look at that. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh boy, this just in. I mean, I guess it happened like an hour ago, but if you were listening to my show last night, I talked about Mikal Bridges and how he's an Iron Man. He had, before the trade, 365 consecutive games played, and the Nets traded him or got him in the trade after they traded KD. It just came across my timeline. KD is out tonight due to a left ankle injury that he suffered during warmups. He slipped on the floor and twisted his ankle. The video is out there on Twitter if you just search Kevin Durant. Obviously not wishing injury on Kevin Durant. Obviously not making fun of the injury or making light of the injury. I hope he's okay. I hope it's limited time that he's out. But last night, I made the comment about availability being your best ability and how the KD Kyrie era was cool and all. It was a lot of hype, a lot of attention and high expectations, but they didn't play. Kyrie, for his nonsensical reasons and whatever it was that, you know, in his mind was more important than his actual job that he gets paid millions for. And Kevin Durant just being, I don't want to call him frail, you know, because when somebody calls you frail, they mean like you're like frail body, like you're small. But like the guy is made of glass. The reason that KD and Kyrie only played 74 games in the 4 years they were here for the Nets, a lot of that had to do with the first year Kevin Durant was out rehabbing his Achilles. The next year was a hamstring and random, you know, COVID stuff, like testing positive for COVID or whatever. And then the year after that, sprained MCL. This year that just, you know, is going on right now, just happened, sprained MCL. And he just twists his ankle slipping on the floor in Phoenix. Now he's out tonight with left ankle soreness. I'm looking at this trade where the Suns gave up Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, and multiple first-round picks for KD. And I remember wishing him luck. Good luck. Good luck keeping him on the floor. He's not really a sturdy guy. He's a 7-foot twig. Like, and I'm not talking down on KD. I got a ton of respect for KD, his camp, all of his people. But, like, this is a professional sport. He'll be 35 soon. And they're all in on winning a championship this year. Now, KD just sprained his ankle, twisted his ankle. He's down. Mikal Bridges, if you're not familiar with Mikal Bridges, I got on last night. I don't even know what day it is. Yeah, last night. It's Wednesday. So after the game, you know, Mikal Bridges comes out and he has another 30-point performance. And I say, he's KD. He's doing what KD was doing. He's averaging 30 like KD was doing. He's knocking down the mid-range shots at an efficiency like KD. And the Brooklyn Nets put out last night that Mikal Bridges becomes the first player in NBA history to average 25 points per game on 50% shooting from the field, 40% shooting from three, and 90% shooting from the free throw line in his first 10 games with the team. He made history already for the Brooklyn Nets. They unlocked this guy. Mikal Bridges is now known as Brooklyn Bridges. And he's the star for your Brooklyn Nets. I'm looking at the Nets differently now. I am enjoying this new team, the positive energy. I'm enjoying them figure out their chemistry and come together. I can't wait to see what they do against the Bucks. It was also reported today that the Nets expect Sean Marks to come back, the GM. Now, I've kind of soured on Sean Marks. I feel like there's a lot of blame to go around. And Sean Marks is absolutely responsible for a lot of blame. He made a lot of moves in the last couple years that turned into nothing, that turned into nonsense, right? I never wanted Ben Simmons. And look at the Nets now. They're stuck with Ben Simmons making $35 million. The guy can't get on the floor. And when he does get on the floor, he doesn't look like an NBA player. Like, Sean Marks, in my opinion, deserves a lot of finger pointing and blame. But rumor is Sean Marks is expected back with the Nets, and I believe that's because Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets, they're in lockstep. He looks at him as the right man for the job with this next rebuild. Sean Marks came in to help the Nets rebuild after the last time they went the superstar route with Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and that whole crew. And he did. He built a team that we were proud of. You know, the D'Angelo Russell, Spencer Dinwiddie, Joe Harris, Caris LeVert, Jared Allen, those Nets. We were proud of those guys. But then Sean Marks traded them away for James Harden. And then he had to trade James Harden away the following year. And he was the only GM dumb enough to take on Ben Simmons. Well, the only owner dumb enough to give that guy a longer leash right now, it seems, is Joe Tsai. And we'll see what happens with the Nets. I think they're in a way better position right now than they were before the KD Kyrie saga. But yeah, Sean Marks, it seems like his job is safe. For the Knicks, obviously, their 9-game win streak ends. It was a trap game, in my opinion. It was a letdown. I feel like Jalen Brunson stops you from that letdown. I feel like they were able to go up to Boston after the Nets upset Boston on Friday night, knocked them off, and kind of chipped them up a little bit. Sunday night on national TV, they go to double overtimes. IQ has the game of his life, and the Knicks are able to battle and steal that game without Brunson to get the streak to 9, but then they come home, and they take their foot off the gas, and without Jalen Brunson, you see they don't have that leader in crunch time, closing time, winning time, to secure the victory. They don't have that guy that will just go down and score. They don't have that guy that will make the right play. And they kind of got caught in some situations late in the game where the Hornets made more plays than them. And the streak ends at 9. And now the Knicks look to go on the road and try and get back into their winning ways. You can't win every game. I said it last night. You know, streaks are bound to end. You can't win them all. But that's a letdown on your home floor against the Charlotte Hornets, who the Nets smoked on Sunday. They definitely need Jalen Brunson back before they hit the road here, and they have to face the Kings and the Lakers and the Clippers and the Trailblazers and the Nuggets. It's going to get real interesting. And when you look at the NBA standings, go look at the NBA standings. That's what I was telling you last night. After the last couple weeks, it seemed like the Knicks were rising and the Nets were falling, and Knicks fans were making fun of Nets fans, and I was saying, hey, this is part of it. It is just, you know, Nets fans got to take this and just deal with it. But now when you look at it, we're right there. We're right next to each other. So we'll see how this plays out. It's going to be exciting when we get to playoff time. Let's see if the Knicks and Nets can hold at 5-6, vice versa. All right, let's get back to the phones. Nobody's talking about the Knicks or Nets on the phones, but I had to speak on our basketball teams. I know they're off tonight, but I had to get some news in and some conversation in. Obviously, all the conversation has been about Daniel Jones, Aaron Judge, Anthony Volpe, Aaron Rodgers, the Jets. And those are the main topics of conversation. That's the biggest news we have today. I do want to talk about the Mets and their promo schedule and the stuff you like. I'm not a Mets fan, so I'm not going to go get these things because I would never wear them. But I'm looking at the Yankees like, hey, can you do some cool stuff? I feel like the Yankees would never make a New York Yankees basketball jersey. Like, that's so fire for the summer. July 18th, you can go to Citi Field and get a gray basketball jersey that says New York across the chest in the Mets font with 23 on it. The Yankees aren't doing stuff like that. They're not making basketball jerseys. They also have a football jersey that you can get with the Mets logo right, you know, on the chest and 23 on the shoulders and on the front. Like, that's cool. Those are creative ideas. They even have, like, I usually go to Yankee Stadium where, you know, you can't really bring a bag in, but I wear, like, the crossbody bag. They have a Mets crossbody bag that you can get Friday, September 9th. On top of the bobbleheads, on top of the, you know, regular stuff you expect to see. I think the Mets really went above and beyond with their promotional items this year. All the bobbleheads are fire. The Indiana Jones, Mr. Met, the Francisco Lindor growing grass where, you know, he's got the blue hair. Obviously, I talked about already the Howie Rose with the stack of books and the Starling Marte, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. And they have the trumpet with Edwin Diaz bobblehead. Like, Steve Cohen was not lying when he said he's going to do everything, not just to improve the team, but improve the fan experience and come into the ballpark. New scoreboard and a bunch of dope promotional items, right? People said, a few different things about that Super Bowl commercial and getting people to buy tickets. Well, hey, they're doing all the marketing things. And as a former marketing guy, I appreciate it. I think the Mets are knocking it out of the park with that. 877-337-6666. Let's get back to the phones. First up is Ronnie in the Bronx on the Fan. Hello, Ron.
Hi, Keith. Thank you for taking my call. Well, now that, the Saints, they signed Carr, now we obviously got to go full out for Rodgers, which I wouldn't mind. I don't mind at all. But, one thing that I don't want, I don't know, hopefully I'm wrong, but obviously he's a great quarterback. But, like Deion Sanders said when Cam Newton lost the Super Bowl, he's pouting. He says, this is Deion Sanders, the great Deion Sanders. He says he'll never be a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady because he's a baby. He's not even a man to stand up. And this is what I feel. Because even the greatest quarterback, one of the greatest, Montana, he got traded to the Chiefs. They told him he can wear number 12, his number. He wouldn't do it for Len Dawson. If this guy takes number 12 for Joe Namath, it's the only thing we got as a Jet fans is number 12, Broadway Joe. And if he's selfish enough to take that number and think he's going to be another Joe Namath, he might be better as a quarterback. But Joe Namath is the franchise. If this guy even takes it, it just shows how selfish he is. I hope we don't. Maybe I'm wrong. I want him on the team. I'm a Jet fan. But if he does that, I don't think I could ever even root for him. I'd rather bring back the kid that stinks. What's Wilson?
No. I know, Ronnie. I got to let you go, Ronnie. I can't agree with all that. I can't run with all that. Joe Namath called this radio station. I was listening to it live. I had no idea they could even get Namath. I had no idea Namath was tapping in with Tiki and Tierney. He gave it his blessing already. If the man who wore the jersey said he doesn't mind, it's not selfish of Aaron Rodgers to come here and take the number that he's worn his whole career. And did you actually say you're down to go back to Zach? Well, no way. They tell quarterbacks to have a short memory. You can't have a short memory about the quarterback. He's not ready. He's not a quarterback in this NFL. He's one of the worst I've seen. It's Aaron Rodgers until it's not. And if we find out it's not, it should be Lamar Jackson. And then after that, I don't know where they're trying to go. But they cannot go back to Zach Wilson. 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's break it down. We'll be right back after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, quickly here. Keep McPherson on the Fan right before 10 o'clock. Let that beat drop. Hold on. I like that. A little woo. Wu-Tang is for the kids. Another update for my Nets fans. Bet the Bucks heavy tomorrow. The Nets are arresting Nick Claxton, Cam Johnson, Royce O'Neal, Spencer Dinwiddie. Obviously, Ben Simmons is out. This is a punt game, completely. A couple hours ago, the Nets PR put out that tomorrow's game, Claxton's got a right thumb sprain. Cam Johnson's got right knee soreness. O'Neal's got left knee. Why do they always do this soreness? General soreness. We all have soreness. Something is sore on all of us. So, Ben Simmons is also out with left knee and back soreness, but we knew that. So this is a punt game tomorrow. If I go to FanDuel, I'm sure that the spread and the odds are already, like, it's probably not even worth betting. We'll have coverage of that on The Fan tomorrow night. Brooklyn Nets radio as the Nets head to Milwaukee to face the Bucks. It kind of pisses me off, too, because they just faced Milwaukee in Brooklyn and played them tough. They were up at half. I think they were up 10 at half. They crumbled in the third quarter, and then they got closed out. But what, I don't understand. I don't know. It is what it is. They have to rest guys, load managing, and this is a punt game because they don't expect to beat the Milwaukee Bucks anyway. But I don't know. It's lame because I'm looking forward to my team, developing, showing more chemistry, building on what they've done. They were able to knock off the Celtics. They have a 3-game win streak, and they don't care about a win streak. They're just going to punt on the game tomorrow night and let Giannis and the Bucks have their way. And I don't know, Cam Thomas, maybe if you want to put some bets on Cam Thomas will get an opportunity to have a big game. Mikal Bridges is playing, but I don't expect him to play the full game. The Nets are officially punting against the Bucks, but it is a road trip coming up. I understand it. But as a fan, it's just disappointing. And that's a problem in the NBA. It is what it is. 877-337-6666. As we get into the 10 o'clock hour and before the 11th hour, we'll open up the phone lines for all the fans that call The Fan and whatever you guys want to talk about. Usually when I get around to like 10:30, the last 90 minutes is open mic. And we had a great open mic last night, man. I really enjoyed the conversation around the different cities in this country that have baseball teams, the ballparks, the atmospheres, where people have been, where people are trying to go, where people are planning on going this year, comparing other game day experiences around the country to our own here in New York. I know we think New York is the best at everything. I know we think New York is king of the hill, top of the heap, and all that, and it is. But if you're a baseball fan, I encourage you to go travel and go see the Mets or the Yankees on the road. There are great ballparks and great experiences for less money, less headache, less hassle. And we went into that conversation last night. And like I said, Odyssey Sports, right? This is WFAN. You might be listening on the Odyssey app. Tim Kelly put together his top MLB stadium rankings. I told you Fenway was number one and the Oakland Coliseum was 30. Don't be surprised that Tropicana Trashicana Field in Tampa is 29. And actually Oracle Park in San Francisco is number two. I haven't been there. I haven't been Fenway. I haven't been to Fenway. So clearly I'm doing it wrong. The number one, two, I was about to say three, but not three. Dodger Stadium is three, but the top two ballparks I have not seen. I had an opportunity to go to both in the past. I will definitely get to Fenway at some point and get out to San Francisco at some point. But Dodger Stadium, I love. I've been to Dodger Stadium a bunch. I obviously was just out there last summer for the All-Star game. I call Dodger Stadium the theme park of ballparks. Like when you come in, you got to take the like escalator up and there's people with headsets. Like, welcome to Dodger Stadium. To your right is this and this and blah, blah, blah. To your left, it's like someone at a theme park, like telling you where to go. And it's Hollywood. So it's Tinseltown. And you can go see a baseball movie. And I've seen a few baseball movies in Dodger Stadium. I love that stadium. Whenever I go to LA, I think every time I've been to LA, not every time, went to Coachella a couple of times and didn't go to Dodger Stadium. But for the most part, if I'm going to LA, we're definitely hitting Dodger Stadium. It's just a part of it. And we'll talk more about that. So call me up if you want to share your experience on the road, going to see your teams, especially as this year is the first year of everybody playing everybody. So the Mets and the Yankees are going to play in some places that we don't usually see. I know the Yankees are playing, I think, in June at Dodger Stadium. That's going to be cool. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take one call before we go to break. Eeny, meeny, miny, Daniel Jones. Let's go to Vinny in Brick, New Jersey. Thanks for holding, Vinny.
Hello?
What's up, Vinny? You're on.
What's up, Keith? So I'm 35. You're around my age, right?
Yeah, I'll be 35 this year.
So I've been a Cowboy fan since I was little, right? Since I can remember. I remember watching the 95 Super Bowl on my uncle's lap, watching the Cowboys.
Yeah.
I've been listening to all this Daniel Jones stuff, and I heard Tiki say something this morning, or this afternoon. He said, if it was 2 minutes left, I would take Daniel Jones over Dak Prescott, right? And I think back to that, and I think Daniel Jones is a sixth-round overall pick. Dak Prescott's a fourth-round draft pick. If Dak Prescott's on any other team that had the success he's had, he'd be a superstar, right? Which he still is. If you look at all his endorsements and stuff, he's a superstar in the star in the league. Now, everyone said, oh, Dak Prescott, he's not better than Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, I'd take Daniel Jones over Dak Prescott. In 4 years, Dak Prescott has a 97.02 QBR. Daniel Jones has an 86.5. Dak Prescott is 40-24 in his first 4 years. Daniel Jones, 21-32-1. He's 1-6 against the Dallas Cowboys, Daniel Jones. And Dak Prescott didn't play the loss. I have nothing against Daniel Jones. I'm just sick of the hate that Dak Prescott gets because I don't think he gets the glory that he deserves. I don't believe the losses are on him. I believe it's on lack of wide receivers. I believe that Michael Gallup, you know, I don't think he got the he didn't rise up to the level that he did.
Yeah, he was hurt. He was clearly hurt trying to come back
and
from
I
that
get
ACL.
That. That's yep. what I'm saying. And what people don't get this year is Dak Prescott led the league in interceptions off wide receivers' hands.
Sure.
And you're a Cowboys fan. This is why I wanted to call you. You know, Dak Prescott's 97-36 in his first. That was his touchdowns to interceptions, 97-36 in his first 4 years. Daniel Jones, 60-34. Dak Prescott had 40 wins in his first 4 years. Daniel Jones, 21. His divisional record is 18-6. Daniel Jones, 8-10-1. And how are you going to say that he's a better quarterback than Dak? I'm just calling because you understand what it is. I'm from Jersey. Lifelong Cowboys fan. I love the fan. Listen to him all the time. But this is the New York, you know what I mean?
There's definitely, I'll take it from here. And thank you for the call, Vinny. And I am a Cowboys fan, and I've watched both of these guys closely. I can speak to it. There's a little bit of obvious recency bias. When you look at Daniel Jones, he just got paid. When you look at Daniel Jones and what he did with less, you heard me tonight talk about how bad his offensive line has been, how bad his receivers have been. Dak Prescott has had a pretty good offensive line. He's had Pro Bowlers, Tyron Smith, Zach Martin. Before that, Travis Frederick, even like the guys that they drafted. CeeDee Lamb, he played with Dak Prescott, or Dez Bryant, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper. He's had some good weapons. He had Ezekiel Elliott in his prime, and Tony Pollard emerged. Dak Prescott is a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. I'll say it again. Dak Prescott is a better NFL quarterback than Daniel Jones. But Daniel Jones has the opportunity to become better than Daniel Jones or than Dak Prescott. They got to put weapons around him. Daniel Jones hasn't been in as good of a situation as Dak Prescott has been in. Dak Prescott was a fourth round pick. Daniel Jones was sixth overall. They have different skill sets, but similar, right? Dak has gone through some injuries. He doesn't run the ball as much anymore. For Dak Prescott, I think they ask him to throw the ball way too much. And like I said, maybe Tiki's going off a little bit of a recency bias because you saw Dak throw 15 interceptions. You hear me talk about the games that they lost where he turned the ball over two times. He threw two picks. You can't win those games. You saw it in the game that eliminated the Dallas Cowboys against the 49ers. That's the game right there. You score 20 points, you advanced. You like if the Cowboys' offense that averaged over 30 points a game could not score 20 points in the divisional round to advance to the NFC Championship. You're looking at Dak Prescott back-to-back years, 12-5 teams, back-to-back years, losing to the 49ers because the offense late in games can't move the ball, can't get into the end zone. And that's why Tiki Barber says, in the last 2 minutes of a game, I'll take Daniel Jones over Dak Prescott. It's recency bias. It's going off the fact that Dak has failed in these big moments late in games that have led to the end of his season. Daniel Jones hasn't really been in that situation yet. They absolutely got smoked by the Eagles. Nobody's really putting that on Daniel Jones because of the competition level. The Eagles were stacked. The Giants were not. We got a break here. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Marco's going to hit you with the update. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.